What's good? It's your girl JQ, and I'm back with an episode of A Drop of Melanin. Okay, I have some explaining to do. Not really, but I know I've been gone for a little bit, and by a little bit, I mean since March, and that's a whole two seasons. It's been, you know, spring, summer. Okay, well, I guess two seasons because we're in fall now. But life happens, and honestly, I can't control what happens. I would have every intentions of recording, and I would have outlines. I would have it on my calendar record, but my head just wasn't there. It just wasn't there. Don't get me wrong, I enjoy making podcasts, but it just seemed like a bad time. And it was like, there's nothing to talk about. I don't even know what I'm gonna talk about, but here we are. And honestly, I'm glad that I've decided to record this. I recorded an episode on September 2nd, but the audio from my headphones that I was using made everything sound muffled, and it was really just a waste of an episode. But September 2nd was the start of an emotional downfall, a mental downfall too. I've been going through depression. I've been going through just a mental, I would say a mental awakening. Is that a thing? But honestly, my outlook on life has been being flipped and turned and all of that good jazz, and everything that I was used to from my birth up until I was, you know, moved out on my own. My little life and my image of life has just been changed. Everything's been different. And if you were to ask me, what's different? What do you mean? Why can't you? I can't explain it, but things just feel different. And by different, that's just going to bring me into the topic of change. And change is one of those things where people are afraid of change. Some people are afraid of change. Some people embrace change with open arms. Like, let's see what we're going to do. World, where are you going to take me? I'm ready to go. But I'm both of those people. I'm afraid of change, and yet sometimes I'm down to shake things up, not really knowing what I'm really getting myself into, or not really thinking anything through. And that causes a domino effect of life experiences that I probably could have avoided, but here we are. And honestly, when I think of change, I ask myself why people are afraid of it. And I did some research back when I was trying to make outlines and try to get the episode recorded. Yes, it took me all this time to record a single episode, but I'm probably just gonna ramble. I ain't got no notes or nothing. I'm actively sitting in my car. I just got off work. I'm sitting in my car outside my home, and here we are. I'm human, and I can admit that. Not everything has to be all professional. Not everything has to be all techie and stuff like that. I would like to have a normal mic, but I'm sitting here holding my phone, looking out into a dark forest. It's currently 5:47. It's still dark outside, and there's the dumpster. So if you hear loud banging, it's the dumpster being picked up outside. But I'm going to talk about why people are afraid of change. Why you are afraid to change. Is it because you don't know what the future holds? Is it because you're afraid of what other people are going to say about you, or how other people are going to feel about you, or if you're going to lose friends, or if you don't know if you can trust the people that might come into your life? And honestly, to all of that, F all of that, and do the necessary things that you need to do to get the ball rolling. And by necessary, I mean, like, you know, don't go out there and pop nobody in their forehead. Nothing. Please don't do that. But when I think about change, One of the things that I've been going through is my outlook. I've been changing my outlook on life. Everything isn't always unicorns and rainbows, is what my dad always told me growing up. And I was in my young brain, I'm like, you're lying, missus. Everything's fine. But honestly, my change is the outlook. Reality change, reality check. Everything's not exactly what it seems. There are bad people out there. There are scumbags out there. And it brought me to a point to where I retreated within myself to see what I need to do to accommodate said reality. What do I have to change? So if I'm willing to go into inward and change, I know you can do it. So with that being said, going through internal changes is one of the hardest things that a person could probably do. If you're set in a way, or if you're set in a routine of things, or if you're set in a way of how you speak to yourself or how you talk about yourself, it's going to be hard to change how to not do that. But one of the things that you could do to change how you feel about yourself is change what you're thinking about. Change how you're thinking. Yeah, getting caught up on my words here. If you wake up every morning and you call yourself a piece of doo-doo, don't call yourself a piece of doo-doo. Try to point out three things that you're grateful for. Try to point out three things that you do like about yourself. And go off of that. If it's not three, try one. Baby steps. It's a process. It's a change. It's something that probably needs to be done in order to get to said next step. And with that being said, I hope I don't say that a lot. But with that being said, how do you feel about yourself? Why don't you like yourself? Why do you think it's okay to talk like that to yourself, really? To talk like the way you do to yourself, like saying that you're nothing, or saying that nothing's going to happen for you, or saying that this isn't going to happen because it doesn't happen to normal people like me, if you're thinking of doing something big and extravagant. And if you're not, then hey, that might not be for you. It might be for somebody who wants to do something big but is afraid or doesn't know how to start said things, or doesn't think that they're qualified to do said things. But honey boo boo chow, let me tell you, you are capable. You are capable of changing how you think. You are capable of changing how you feel. And you are capable of doing all things if you just put your mind to it and just figure it out. Just figure everything out. And don't be afraid of the change that may come with said adventure. I try to look through life as the Truman Show, but because that's kind of childish. I get it. It's kind of childish. But I try to look at life as an adventure. If you were to watch Adventure Time, Finn and Jake is always going on these random adventures for no reason at all. But at the end of the day, sometimes it comes out all right. And their scenery is always changing. They're always learning new things. Or not always. Or finding out new abilities. Or changing, being able to grow from said situations. If a situation puts you down, learn from it, grow from it, evolve from it. And I don't know if this is going to make any sense at all, but I figured I would start podcasting again. Whether it made sense or not, hey, I'm here. And I'm going to find more topics to talk about. But honestly, I'm just glad to be back. And I hope you all are doing well. And I hope that you are able to change how you feel about yourself. I hope that you're able to change the situation that you are in currently. And if I need to elaborate on any of this and just go over something in minute detail or anything like that, I will do so. Is minute the right word? I don't know. We gon' it should be. Yeah, if not, if. But I miss you guys, and I hope that this will become a regular thing. No, I'm not gonna say that. See, changing how I speak. This is going to be a journey for all of us, for the both of us, me and you, buddy. We on this journey together, different paths, but we're gonna have a fun time going down it. We're gonna have a fun time learning about ourselves. We're gonna have a fun time learning about ourselves, growing, and just changing new things that can benefit us for the better, and not necessarily like ridiculing or like, you know, trying to don't change me. Sometimes you do need to change if you want a situation to change for you. Some things aren't just gonna happen if you don't change how you are. And so that's gonna go internally, change internally. But before I continue to ramble on and on and on, I'm gonna stop this episode here, and hopefully I could be back. See, hard topic. I'm going to be back next week with a new episode, and we're gonna see where this new era of A Drop of Melanin takes us. I say era like it's been 3 seasons consecutively, but you know, we're gonna get it going. We're gonna get this ball rolling, and I love you guys. If no one told you that they loved you today, I love you, and I believe in you, and I hope to see you again or to hear from you again on A Drop of Melanin. Don't be afraid to give me feedback, put it down, hit me up. I'm gonna do more of the, I guess, Instagram thing. I don't do Instagram, really. I know. Instagram, Twitter. Ooh, my Twitter. Oof. But Instagram and Twitter, I will drop those. And yeah, hope to see you guys soon. Bye.